What is going on, everyone? Welcome into the Swim Discovery Podcast presented by swimmable.com. We are your hosts. This is Jim Wood and I am Jeff Wood, and we are here to deliver an epic podcast for you today as we talk about the three reasons why you do not need to sign up for swimming lessons this summer. And what better timing than right as it starts to get warm to talk about this for our parents and drive a lot of value. Jim, are you ready to dive on in and unpack this?
I'm ready to dive in and unpack. I'm excited about this topic because last summer, you know, most kids didn't end up in swimming lessons. As a swim lessons business ourselves, we took a big hit last year. Parents just had concerns about going to organized swimming lessons, of course. This summer, this spring, we're already seeing an uptick in registrations. So I'm anticipating things to go back to somewhat normal this summer for most parents, and which means that everybody's going to be rushing to get swimming lessons in the summer. And Jeff and I are very excited actually to give you three reasons why your kids do not need swimming lessons this summer to learn how to swim. And I think we should just go right into what those three reasons are, and then we can take deep dives. So swimming lessons are too slow for your learning. Swimming lessons are too expensive, and they're going to fill your summer with headaches and distractions for your kids. And so you don't want your summer to be like that. So I guess we can kick it off like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So topic number one, Jim, you mentioned swimming lessons are too slow. So let's unpack some of the core reasons why swimming lessons are too slow. And I think the easiest place to start really is twofold. Number one, the amount of exposure that kids actually get when they're in organized swimming lessons. So a normal swimming lesson for most programs is somewhere between 25 and 30 minutes long. And that means, and typically only meets once a week. So what that means is over a month, your swimmer may only be getting 2 hours of total organized swimming lessons. And that doesn't even count the fact that the majority of the time, your swimmer is not the only one in the class. Not to mention not the only one in the class, but most likely they're going to be sharing that 30-minute time window with multiple other swimmers. If you're lucky, there'll only be two total swimmers in the class. But most programs nowadays actually have 3, 4, or 5 kids to a class. And so the amount of actual exposure that your child is going to be getting to swimming lessons goes way, way down.
Yeah, everybody knows the idiom that practice makes perfect. Kids learn to swim because of exposure, not necessarily through a coach, which means the amount of time that they're actually swimming matters a lot. And as Jeff just said, swimming lessons don't give your kids really enough practice time at all. And we'll dive into that a little bit further, but there's two things that I really want to share with you to drive the point home. One is you want your kid in swimming lessons this summer because you want them to be safer this summer, not next summer or the summer after. And that's what happens with swimming lessons. So most kids that start swimming lessons this spring or this summer are still going to be in swimming lessons at the end of summer. And then you're going to be wondering why we're back in swimming lessons again next summer. And so that's swimming lessons. There are, of course, a faster way for your kids to learn how to swim. But that's the one big thing I want to talk about is that if you want your kids to be safer in the water this summer, you know, maybe we should rethink swimming lessons a little bit because that's not how it works. The other thing that I wanted to mention, which is really important, if you were to do a quick Google search and say, hey, Google, how long is it going to take my child to learn to swim? The first answer that comes up for you is, it's a very accurate answer, actually. I'll give them that. When it comes to swimming lessons, it says it's going to take your child about 20 to 30 lessons. So that's for a 3 to 5 year old, 20 to 30 lessons for them to be able to swim 15 feet independently on their own, which isn't very far. Okay. 15 feet. That's what's that? 5 yards. That's a very short space. But like I said, it's a fairly accurate answer for swimming lessons, 20 to 30 lessons before your child can swim 15 feet. That's your whole summer right there. Most swimming lesson programs are meeting once a week, like Jeff said, for around 30 minutes. And if you have, 3 or 4 other kids in the class, that means your child's getting about 7.5 to 10 minutes, maybe, of personalized swimming practice in that lesson, which isn't really enough swimming time. And so that's why when we say 20 to 30 lessons before your child learns to swim 15 feet, I mean, you break that up by month, you're talking about 5, 6, 7 months, which is your whole summer and then next summer. So those are the two big points that I think drive that point home. So just to wrap that up, practice makes perfect. Your child needs practice. They need a lot of practice. And so you guys should be going swimming as much as you can with your children. And, you know, swimming lessons, it's one way to get your child to learn to swim. It's a slower way. We'll talk about a faster way at the end. But that's what I would say about swimming lessons being too slow.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's one other point that I want to drive home on this to try to add some value to the parents. If you are going to stick around in swimming lessons, what I would urge you to do is stay in this podcast till the end, because we're going to give you some other ways that you can actually learn, your kids can learn to swim much faster. But if you're sold on the idea of swimming lessons, here's our advice to you. Start thinking about signing up for swimming lessons in the fall or winter time. Because as Jim mentioned, that 20 or 30 lesson progression is going to take you a while, 5 to 6 months, if you are in a style of swimming lesson like this. And so the problem in how the market tends to work, meaning how parents tend to think about swimming, is as it starts to warm up, oh, now it's time to get swimming lessons. Now it's time to get my kid ready to go. And the reality is that if you think about swimming lessons, if you're sold on that idea, think about it in October, November, December. That way, those 20 or 30 lessons actually take you up to where pools are open and your child is a little bit more ready when pools open, as opposed to starting once pools open and really learning through that entire swim season. So that would be our advice to you if you are stuck on the swimming lesson model. But as I mentioned, I urge you to stick around to the end, because we have an epic way for kids to learn much faster and much more affordable. Which brings us into our second point, Jim, which is swimming lessons are just...
Well, there's one more thing I wanted to say about that. One more thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as Jeff was talking, it made me think back to my high school days where I'd be cramming for a test. And then what I always joked with my friends through high school was that I learned the material after the test and not before it like I should have. And that's what swimming lessons are like for your kid. It's in the summer. It's cramming for the test and then your child learning how to do the thing after they need it. So it doesn't make sense to me from that perspective. And so I wanted to bring that in.
What happens when you cram for a test and then take some time away from the material? Do we have high retention rates of that information?
It never works for me. I know that.
It never works. When you cram for something like that and you take time off, which also is how parents tend to think about swimming, just according to the data, which is when summer pools close, that they tend to take time off, your kids will tend most likely to regress a little bit because of the how they cram for that test. And so just something to think about as we're moving forward with the rest of the information here. So as we Jim alluded to earlier, the second primary reason why we don't think swimming lessons are the right way to go this summer is because they're just too expensive. And Jim, I'd love to throw it over to you to start to break down why that is and what the typical swim lesson cost looks like for a parent who might be interested in signing up.
Yeah, so swimming lessons are really the most expensive way you can choose to give your child the gift of learning how to swim. And part of that is the length of time it takes for a child to learn to swim. Like we already said, 20 to 30 lessons, which is like 5 to 6 months. And if you only do it in the summer, you're going to do it again next summer. That's a lot of money, especially when you think of the swimming lesson prices. And so the prices I'm going to give are going to be what the big franchise swim schools like Goldfish Swim School, Aquatants, like those kind of swim schools, what are they charging people? Okay. If you want a private one-on-one lesson with your child, one child, your child with an instructor, it's going to be about $160 to $200 a month for 4 classes. That's crazy expensive. But most kids end up in group swimming lessons because it looks a lot more affordable on paper. And I guess it is more affordable. That doesn't really speak to the value, but the affordability of a group swimming lesson is on average about $90 a month for those same 4 lessons that would have been about $160 to $200 for a private lesson. So $90 seems like a lot better of a price. And so parents go there, which is why most kids end up in group swimming lessons. But the value is not there. If you break up the amount of, let's say the dollar per minute of what you're going to pay for those group swimming lessons, it's incredible. So like I already said, the average child in a group swimming lesson is only going to get about 7.5 to 10 minutes of personalized swim instruction from the coach. You're paying for the full half hour, but that breaks down per minute of actual swimming time for your child, if they're in a group swimming lesson, to be about $3 a minute, which is crazy. That's on par with what you'd pay to get a seasoned attorney or a PhD psychologist if you needed a counseling session. I mean, $3 a minute is really expensive to give your child the gift of swimming when there's other much more affordable ways to do it.
Yeah. And why it's broken out at around $3 a minute is because the majority of the time when your child isn't actually participating in swimming with the swim instructor, what are they doing? They're sitting on the side of the pool, looking around, getting eager because they're so excited to be in the environment and wanting to swim, but it's not their turn. And so that $90 that you're paying for, two-thirds of it is spent paying for your child just to sit on the side of the pool and not do anything. And so, you know, when we look at that as being the model right now for teaching kids how to swim, it really leads us to, there has got to be a better way. It can't be that two-thirds of the time your child is sitting on the side of the pool and you're paying for it, and it takes a long time. And so, as I mentioned, we are going to give you an epic alternative. Stick around. We've got one more reason why signing up for swimming lessons this summer is not the optimal way to do it. And then we'll run into really what we believe is the more optimal way for teaching kids this summer, for kids discovering how to swim this summer. And so, Jim, if you're ready.
As if those two reasons weren't enough already, which it takes way too long, your kids aren't going to get the skills when they need the skills. And then you're really going to pay out the nose for those swimming lessons. Even if you think $90 a month is affordable, we already showed you $3 a minute on average for a group swimming lesson. That's ridiculous. It's crazy. So those two reasons weren't enough. The third one is kind of just how it impacts your summer, which is it's going to be full of headaches, and then headaches for you and distractions for your child. And I say headaches for you because when everybody rushes to get swimming lessons in the summer, which is what always happens, schedules get crowded, the pools get full, and if you need to, well, let me say it like this. We always end up with some parents who find a schedule that works for them, and those are usually the parents who have been in the programs since the winter. Then you have a whole bunch of other parents who have to bend over backwards to get a lesson time that they can fit into their schedule, along with every other activity they want their kids to do in the summer. And so it's a headache. And then if you miss a class in your swimming lesson program, if you do go with swimming lessons, offers makeups, you're going to try to make up that class. It's going to be even more of a headache trying to get the dollars back so you can make up that swimming lesson from the one you missed. And so there's the headache. And then I guess there's even more headaches than that, which is like you need to go to that time every single week. And so there's birthday parties. There's all kinds of things that are happening for your kids over the summer. And if you have a scheduled time, especially on a weekend or something, you're constantly running into that. A lot of parents are missing classes. And so it just takes away the value a little bit more from a swimming lesson program. And who wants to deal with those headaches? But there's a bigger factor for your child. And that's when everybody signs up for swimming lessons in the summertime, you end up with way too many kids in the pool, in the swimming lesson environment at the same time. And so it gets really distracting for other kids like your child. So you end up with a lot of kids crying, yelling, screaming. It can be loud, overstimulating. You end up with a lot of waves that your child has to learn to swim through. Kids splashing other kids. I mean, when your child is supposed to be focusing in on their coach and listening to instructions and taking direction, how can they focus when there's a million other kids splashing around in the water? It's extremely hard for them. And then unfortunately, what typically happens is most coaches, they want a smooth lesson experience, and parents want a smooth lesson experience, and they want their kids to listen. But then we're putting them in a place where it's extremely hard for them to listen. And then kids end up getting, a lot of times, disciplined for behavioral issues that are just because they're in an overstimulating environment that's not the right environment for them to learn to swim. And so headaches for you, distractions for your child.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are the three reasons why we believe here at Swimable.com that you do not need to sign up for swimming lessons this summer. So with that, we can't just leave you with what not to do. We got to lead you towards what we feel is a much more optimal way. And so we would love to dive in, Jim, to the swim discovery process that we have here at swimable.com. So I'd love for you to share that with our audience.
Yeah, so there is a much less expensive way, or should I say much more affordable way. There is a much faster way to learn to swim. And then you remove all of the headaches and all of the distractions because you go to the pool whenever you want to go to the pool. You can do this process yourself and you can do everything I'm about to tell you for free. And then I'm going to tell you if you want a little handholding and you want some extra help, that we have something for you that makes it really affordable for you to get that help and know exactly what you have to do and when to do it. And so this is swim discovery, not swimming lessons. And it goes like this. There's only three things that you have to do all of this for your child and avoid the swimming lessons rush this summer and get better results than your friends that choose to go to swimming lessons. Here it is. You got to take your child to the pool on a consistent basis, once a week, twice a week. I mean, swimming lessons are once a week. If you want to repeat that for yourself and go once a week, fine. If you can go more, awesome. Your child's going to learn to swim faster. Two, put them in a life vest, not just any life vest. In the link below, you'll see a, we have a link where you can go purchase a life vest. It's actually made for children learning to swim. It's from TYR, so T-Y-R. It's called the Progressive Training Aid. And most life vests are built as one single piece of flotation foam, and you can't do anything. So if your child is just beginning to learn how to swim, that's fine. But at some point, they're going to get more skillful. They're going to get stronger. And then that piece of that life vest is going to be way too much flotation for them. And you're not going to be able to remove it. But this life vest from TYR that I'm telling you about actually allows us to reduce flotation because it's made up of 8 pieces of flotation foam. So we can remove 1 or 2 pieces of flotation foam at a time and wean your child off the vest. And so we can match them with the right flotation for their current skill level. And so it's really important. It's a great tool. It's a brilliant tool, really, for kids learning how to swim. So take them to the pool, put them in a life jacket, and then let them play. That's all you have to do. See, the water is every child's best swim coach. The water is the best swim coach. Okay. So when they're in the life vest and they're playing, number one, it's impossible to play in the water without swimming. Okay. So they're going to be playing, moving around. And if they're not moving in the right way, the water's going to let them know immediately because they're not going to go anywhere. And so your child is going to make spontaneous, automatic adjustments to how they're moving in the water so they can get where they want to go so they can play better. They don't need a coach telling them to scoop a little bit differently or kick a little bit differently because the water's going to tell them. They're going to automatically make adjustments and learn to swim spontaneously. So that's swim discovery, not swimming lessons. Swim discovery. You can do that all yourself, like I said, for free. If you do want handholding and you want somebody to be there with you the entire way, always showing you what to do so you never have to guess, we do that for you with our Swimmable Kid program. It's $20 a month. That's it. And we walk with you the entire way. Here's what you get for that $20 a month. We send you a new game that's designed around what we call purposeful play. That is it's going to be an extremely fun and engaging game for your child, but that's designed to purposely help your child work on paddle swimming, breath control, jumping in, swimming with toys, which swim schools don't really help kids learn to do, but it's extremely important because your child's going to swim with toys. So our games are designed to help your children master these things, build endurance and skill at the same time, so they're strong while they're playing, which makes a lot of sense. We walk with you the entire way by giving you tips. We show you when to remove flotation and how much to remove at a time. So we tell you when your child is ready for you to reduce flotation. You never have to guess. I mean, we do all of that for you for $20 a month. And we have an awesome members group where you get all kinds of tips, all kinds of support in a private Facebook group set up only for Swimmable Kid members. And so really, it's a no-brainer for $20 a month. It's a lot less expensive than swimming lessons, and kids learn to swim a lot faster. So that's Swim Discovery and Swimmable Kid.
Awesome. Way to break that down. That was a great description. So let's go back through the three reasons really quickly and just rehash that and then give the swim discovery approach to each one of those reasons. So our first reason on why you should not sign up for swimming lessons this summer is just that it's too slow. And that's because the amount of exposure that your kids are getting inside of swimming lessons is too small to really help progress them through the curriculum and get them up to speed quick enough. The difference in swim discovery when your swimmer puts on the TYR progressive flotation vest is they are going to be moving and swimming the entire time. There are no breaks unless they need it because they're tired. And that amount of exposure we've calculated is somewhere around 300% more at a minimum than your child is going to get in an organized swimming lesson. And that will pay dividends in the rate at which they learn how to swim this summer.
Jeff, and I think a really important point for parents to note too is that, yeah, so in, let's say your child's only going to swim for 30 minutes, they're going to swim about 300% more in that 30 minutes of swim discovery, even if you're doing it at home without our program, than they would in a traditional swimming lesson program. So they're going to get that exposure, that practice makes perfect. They're going to get that. They're going to learn to swim a lot faster. But also a really important point for you to know is that the reason you sign up for swimming lessons is to get a safer, independent swimmer today. I mean, you want it this summer. Swimming lessons can't give you that, but swim discovery can, because when you put your child in that tier life jacket, they are a safer, independent swimmer now. Okay. There's nothing. So a lot of parents think, you know, poo poo on a life jacket. We don't want our kids in a life jacket. Let's go into swimming lessons so we can rush to get them out of it. No. That life jacket, especially the one from tier, which we can give them the right level of flotation to match their current level of skill, makes them a safer independent swimmer now. It also means that every pool you go to, whether you're going to a friend's house for a birthday party or you're going to Cancun for vacation, is a swim discovery session. You can't take your swim coach with you, but you can take swim discovery with you. It's as easy as going to the pool, putting your child in the life jacket and letting them play. That's it. And so you get that safer, independent swimmer today. And I think that's probably the most important thing, the most important point I want to drive home about swim discovery.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. I'm really glad you brought that up and presented that to our audience. So thank you. So second reason why you should not sign up for swimming lessons this summer is that they're just too expensive. And as we talked through earlier, a month on average is somewhere between $90 and $160. And it's going to take you through the entire summer. And if you're lucky, we'll be done at the end of one summer. But the reality is that most parents end up having to do it over again because of regression, because of taking time off. And so you're really looking at spending somewhere between $1,000 and $1,500 in swimming lessons to get your child up to speed and becoming a safer swimmer. And it's our belief that that is just too much. And so what we have shown you today is a way that you can do it for free. You can go to your own pool. You can put your child in the tier vest and you can allow them to have fun. And if you are interested in the guidance that we can provide, we'll supply you the games. We'll walk you through the entire progression on when to remove flotation. All you have to do is fill out a very quick virtual swim test that'll help guide that process. And you can do all of that for $20 a month. And so it does not need to break the bank to get your child up to speed and safer this summer. I promise you, either do it for free or sign up for our $20 and we will get your child there. No problem. And the final point that we want to drive home before we wrap up this awesome podcast for the day is that swimming lessons just are a hassle and they provide a lot of distractions for your swimmer. And the beauty of going to your own pool and doing this in your backyard or even your community pool is that the number of distractions are going to go down. The hassle is going to be removed because you can go anytime. Anywhere, whenever you have free time, you can schedule that and you can go. And I promise you, especially in the summertime, that is going to be worth its weight in gold because you don't have to worry about if you're traveling on vacation, you can bring swim discovery with you. You don't have to worry about if your child's sick and rescheduling that class. You can just wait till they're healthy, go back to the pool. The number of ways that this removes hassle is almost infinite. And so we highly recommend you checking out Swim Discovery or just following those three steps and doing it for free yourself.
That's awesome. And I would say too that even if there are distractions at the pool, when you go with your child, who cares? They're in a life jacket. They're learning how to swim. And those distractions don't matter because you're not paying an absurd amount of money for instruction moments from a coach. You're not paying $3 a minute to be swimming with a coach. And so if your child has to swim through some waves, great, that's extra practice. If your child wants to play with other kids, great, that's extra practice. Those things don't matter when it comes to Swim Discovery like they do with swimming lessons. In fact, they can be a value add instead of a value detraction. So I think that's a great place to wrap up right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me tell you real quick on how you can get signed up if you are interested in signing up for the Swim Discovery process. All you have to do is go to www.swimmable.com, click on the Swimmable Kid logo, and just put in the number of kids that you're signing up. And then immediately we will distribute to you in your email a full setup on how to get started, and your first game will be delivered right away to your inbox. It is super simple and the process is super fun. And Jim and I highly encourage you to sign up for that process.
Yeah. And last thing, instead of your child making those amazing memories with a coach, they're going to be making them with you, which is awesome.
Absolutely. I love it. Jim, thank you so much. If you are listening, if you have any questions about anything that we mentioned today, just fire us over an email. You can reach us at jim@swimmable.com or jeff@swimmable.com. And we're happy to answer those questions for you. And be sure to come back to our podcast. We record a new podcast once a week where we are going to deliver insane value to you on all things Learn to Swim. So we look forward to seeing you back here again next week. Until I see you again, my friends, safer swimming.
And happy swim discovery.
I love it. Thanks, Jim.
All right.